Let's go, bro.
Shit.
Man, get your vocals together, it's all right, man.
Damn. I was about to say it. I was like, shit, I'm dry throated to the motherfucker.
Pause.
Pause. Let me get this shit in.
NappyAfro.com.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. We made it another week, man. This is the forecast for NappyAfro.com, episode 264. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupac Shakur, a.k.a. Martin Shuther Kang, and a.k.a. the Madison Most, Jack Swagless. I'm sitting here with my brother from another mother, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Yo, what's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the people's champion. Goddamn, I almost forgot, man. A.K.A. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today. A.K.A. the next door neighbor, Danny Tanner. A.K.A. the king of the lames. And the A.K.A. that's all right loves the most. The illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, man. What's up?
Hey, man, I'm doing this show completely out of order. I'm going to give you my winner now because I usually don't have a winner or loser. I'm giving you my winner right now.
Okay.
Cheyenne Jacobs. If y'all know that name. It's that a name porn
sounds,
name.
That name sounds familiar, so all right.
She is a porn star. Is, okay. Was, porn star. Known that name for a very long time. Yeah. She's still out here hustling that monkey, man.
What?
So, she's on Instagram. And, you know, for whatever reason, Instagram is low-key get your ass in trouble. If you ever looked at the suggested shit, whoever you're connected to, whatever shit they like or follow will show up in your list.
Yeah.
So it's all kinds of pictures, and I see the motherfucker. She got me with a Hotep. It's a Hotep looking ass swimsuit, and I look. I'm like, oh, that's Cheyenne Jacobs. I look at her fucking profile. She's got this site. Well, I can't say she's got this site. She's on a site called Snap Babes. Uh-huh. Snap Babes is a subscription service where you sign up and pay per month for access to her Snapchat.
Damn,
nigga, guess how much?
$25.
$29.99 a month, recurring, nigga. So you paying like $300 a year to look at some Snapchat videos that vanish, or 24 hours, or you could pay $50 one time and get a 1 month subscription. That's a hustle.
All right. According to my quick math, say I can either pay $29.99 a month,
right,
or I can pay $50 for 1 month.
$50 for 1 month.
What the fuck? So the $29.99 is recurring. So that's
every month you're paying $30 to see that monkey.
$360 a year.
There you go.
Let me ask you a question. Does this come with unlimited messages? Like, can I just message you? You got to hit me back if I'm paying, right? You can't just hit me back with a laughing emoji. You got to talk to me. Like, matter of fact, it's got to be video. Like, I don't give a fuck. What are you doing? You got to talk to me.
I don't know. I don't know what part of the game where I'm personally paying $30 a month to see your Snapchat. But I got to give her my winner because you hustling. If the whole site is set up and there's a payment processor set up for it, somebody's probably paying it.
Yeah.
If you got one person that's paying it, you made $360 for doing shit that you probably would do anyway. That could easily just be an after shower look at my shit.
I know, after shower, you showing me in the shower, bitch. You holding the phone one hand, and you watch your snatch with the other one. I'm talking about you got to access all day. Jesus Christ, boy. Maybe we should do that, man. Let's open up let's make a private snap.
Whoa.
You didn't let me finish.
I don't know. You saying open up private chat, we talking about snapping some, I don't know. Go ahead and finish.
That's all right. No, we just gonna see if anybody will pay for a private snap. We gonna be like, yo, it's all right, just trying on shoes all day. Hey, blunts all day. Like, this is like,
First of all, I don't want to be associated with that because that means there's some creep that will do it, and then I'm creeped out because I know you're watching me try on shoes. I don't.
Look, it's all right. I mean, they ain't gonna be like, yo, now put them on nice, put them on slow.
Hey, it's a lot of dudes with foot fetishes out there. It might be.
Tighten them laces up. Ooh, pull the laces tight. Ooh, yes. No.
It might be, man. I'm just saying. Like, I've been on porn sites and there's so many categories. I've never understood why there's so many categories, but that means it's niggas getting off on multiple shit.
Hey, look, the other day, man, I got caught looking at them girls trying on the video, the jeans and shit, man, putting on pants and shit. Oh, my God.
Wait, there's
right. I said, I get it. Like, I was just like, yo, like, this girl was really trying to get in these pants, and she had, like, some lace, like, stockings under, like, what she was putting on. Oh, my God. And just seeing, I was just like, yo, shit is hot.
Wait, trying, like fitting room? I don't understand what you're talking about,
like,
right?
She might have been at home. She might have been putting on, like, pants, nigga. Like, she was really putting on pants. Like,
what is the category for that?
I don't know how I stumbled upon it. You know, I was in one of them little rabbit holes. I guess they try on videos or something like that, getting dressed. I don't know.
This shit is like, I'm on one of my sites now. You know, this is, since we're about to be done, I might as well just, you know.
Listen, Starlight is lying to you people. We doing it for the ratings. We ain't going nowhere.
No, we're not. This shit is, I'm on one of these sites. I know that somebody that listens to our show said we talk about sex way too much. And so be it.
I also said that they like our TV suggestions. They watch a lot of good shows because of what they give us. But, you know, it's not always bad with the information we're giving y'all here, people.
Not always. But, yeah. I mean, there's a section on here called Table. I don't know what the fuck Table is. Why is Table a category on a porn site?
Click on it.
Let's take a guess. What do you think Table is?
People with table fetishes, and they just rub their, body on tables, I guess.
So the videos on Table, these are the top-rated videos, just involve a table. So maybe it's somebody hiding under the table, doing a little fellatio, or somebody fucking on a table. But Table is part of the fetish. Table. It's an actual category. Table. I'm confused. I didn't know. There's breath play. What the fuck is breath play?
Are you whispering in somebody's ear?
I'd have to play. Well, here's somebody getting choked out. Here's somebody looking like they're about to suffocate. It's BDSM shit. I don't know. But all of that, you know, that rabbit hole we just went down was because of Cheyenne Jacobs, my winner this week, for hustling that monkey. And anybody that's on Snap Babes, y'all need to pay us for this advertisement because we have millions.
And God, millions.
God damn it, you off your game today.
I'm not off my game. I was reading.
You can't read?
I mean, I'm trying to, you know, it's a text group chat that I'm not part of going on, and it keeps lighting up, and that's why I was just like, you know, I'm just trying to read.
What do you mean? What do you mean you're not part of?
Well, you know, people, I don't know if y'all know this, but the Nat Fro Gang is a four-man group, right? You know what I'm saying? Right. But I'm on the house, so I'm not, you know what I'm saying, part of it, so, you know.
What do you mean you're on the outs and you're not part of it? If you're in the text, you're part of it. What do you?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not in. I'm included in the text,
right?
Because I'm pretty sure like you did that, but you know what I'm saying. I would, you know, but I'm not in the text because I'm not saying anything because I don't want to run off. You know what I'm saying? Other people.
Why would you run off other people? This is the text we've had for ages. Just
yeah.
Why would it be different?
I'm not, I don't know, man. I'm just not a popular guy around Nappy Afro offices right now.
Woo!
Sol Wright's like my only friend, you know what I'm saying? And I think he's doing it out of sympathy because he was like, yo, I mean, we just all can't abandon the nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? So Sol Wright probably hanging with me out of sympathy. I think that's why he's on the procast, out of sympathy, man.
Who abandoned, first of all, that's bullshit. Who abandoned you?
I mean, like I said, man, sorry, we went over this, man. Me and BZ, we got our issues. I mean, I don't know what it is. I mean, we just not, you know what I'm saying? We ain't speaking. We used to speak every day. Now we don't speak at all. You know what I'm saying? So, and they kind of, you know, like, it's affecting the site. It's affecting, you know, it definitely affected our friendship, you know, because, you know, I used to think that nigga was my brother. Like I'm saying, I I call his mama right now, talk to her, like, that's how, you know what I'm saying, you know, I mean, it's all, but, you know, it is what it is, bro. I'm not going to say that, because it's not what it is.
Is this a work? Like, are you joking right now? We on the show live. You know the mics is hot.
I'm not joking. I'm dead ass serious. Sorry, I'm dead ass serious. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not, you know what I'm saying? This is like one of my niggas. Like, when I say my niggas, like, I hold my friends close to my heart. You know what I'm saying? These one of the niggas that, you know, for us to be beefing about, I don't. I'm not even clear what we beefing about, bro, my nigga. I'm not saying we beefing, but I don't know what the issue is. I'm not even clear. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I reached out. You know what I'm saying? You know, BZ one of the people, like, you know what I'm saying? He don't, you know, I mean, I'm not going to keep trying to hit a nigga up, you know what I'm saying, to talk, because I feel like a little, you know, a woman, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, some little simpleton or something. Like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, whenever he want to talk, my line is open. But, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, but that's why I'm going to keep the site going, like, regardless. So it might not be shit posted on the site. Like, if Sawright don't want to do a show a week, like, it might not be nothing on the site for a whole week, unless Shorty do his Sunday post or whenever Shorty do his post. So, but, yeah. So that's what's going on, Nappy Afro.
So when you call him, what happens?
Nothing. Go straight to voicemail.
So, like, you blocked?
I don't know. I mean, it ring, and go to voicemail. He doesn't answer it. And it's like, and it'd be funny, like, y'all be in a little text, little group chat talking, and I call him just to see if he won't answer the phone. So I'd be like, you know what I mean? Like, so I didn't call. I didn't make my efforts to, you know what I'm saying, get to the bottom of this, to maybe even straighten it out. Or, you know what I'm saying, or just, like, I'm not going to say I need closure in the situation, but I need closure. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think me and him been cool too long for us to be beefing about something, and it ain't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, we dudes, bro. Like, it ain't, nah. We don't move like this. You know what I'm saying? You a nigga, you got a problem with a nigga, you speak it out. And then you be like, yo, it is what it is. But if your last conversation with me is what it was, then that's, I can live with that. It is what, you know, hey, that's what it is. But I'm not, you know, I'm done with the reaching out, because, like I said, that may, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah. But I do feel like for me and him to start this shit, you do owe me the conversation about why everything, you know, why you want to walk away. Like, I'm not saying I can't make you stay. I can't make you want to stay with Nappy Afro, but you do owe me an explanation. Like, yo, I'm walking away because of da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? And then that's what it is. So, you know what I mean? I don't think, like, You know what I'm saying? You can't start something with somebody and then just walk away. And then, like, what? Like, we started this together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, damn, if you wanted to walk away, you could have been like, yo, man, this and that, blah, 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 blah. I mean, you don't owe me no explanation. You don't. But I kind of feel like the way we are with each other, you owe me an explanation. But we got all off the rails. So, all right, man, let's bring it back.
I mean, especially if y'all talk every day. So, I mean, just so the people know, the people that listen to what we just talked about, this is not a work. Like, that's what's popping in the streets right now.
Yeah.
That's what's popping in the streets right now. So anyway, let's get the show back on track with some bullshit that you sent me, which is usually how it goes. In case y'all don't know, Germ comes up with the outlines. He's been doing that for at least 200 episodes. He comes up with the outline, and I usually don't read the shit until we press record. He you know, he likes that authentic shit. Y'all like to see what the fuck I see. And so I'm opening this link now. Mother sparks outrage with defense for breastfeeding while having sex. Is this real, goddammit?
Yes, it is. The woman in question is a popular YouTuber that breastfeeds all the time on YouTube. Now, let's keep it real. She's not an ugly woman, and she's showing off. You know what I'm saying? She breastfeeds on YouTube all the time. And okay. So she said, yeah, one time she was having sex while she was breastfeeding. And then all the people, all the readers was like, yo, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And she was just like, I mean, you know, like, baby breastfeeding. Like, he don't know what's going on. Like, she said he was getting hit from the, she was getting hit from the back with the back shots. And she was breastfeeding in the front. You know, I mean, like I said, I think she's a woman that just wants to show her body off. Like, because if you show me a real woman, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she is a real woman, but a regular-looking chick breastfeeding won't get as many hits as you get. That's all I'm going to say.
Right, so you think it's like she's doing this shit for attention?
Yes! She's doing it for attention. The breast. Why would you make breastfeeding videos for YouTube, bro?
Well, so
do you make feeding videos? You feeding your family? You know what I'm saying? No. Nobody will.
Well, but there's no stigma around niggas eating. There is definitely a stigma around breastfeeding.
Why? No, it's a stigma about breastfeeding in public. That's what people are talking about. We don't care that people breastfeed. We assume that everybody breastfeed. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least try.
We definitely don't assume everybody breastfeeds. But there's, okay, so breastfeeding
in public. Why wouldn't you, right? You a human. Mammals drink their mother's milk. So, I mean, you would assume.
You have kids, right?
I do.
So, you know that when you have your kids, the goddamn doctor's office will give you formula out the gate.
But they give you a starter pack. But what? You know why they give you a starter pack?
Because they want your ass to buy formula.
No. It's all right. Listen, when you have a baby, as soon as the baby born, the first time they try to feed the baby, they try breastfeeding. That's the first way. Some mamas get frustrated and they give up. And then some of them, some babies latch on quick and they like, okay, ain't no problem. And some babies you got to kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, huh, nigga, take this titty, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? So if a baby if they don't take on to breastfeeding, then that's when they offer you the formula and shit. But the first option is always breastfeeding. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, some women can't do it. Some women can. And it's just like, that's what happens. And so, I mean, that's why I'm like, it shouldn't be. But people just pulling titties out in public and shit, like, man, bro, that shit is weird to me. Like, I'm sorry. Then they get mad at you. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I mean, one day when I was working at Sam's Club, my nigga, I worked in the tire department.
Right.
I was like, you know, sometimes, you know, tire department usually in a ducked off place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one day I'm coming back from lunch or wherever, I'm coming back from somewhere, I come around, it's a woman sitting there, titty out, nigga, she feeding the baby. I come around the corner, I was just like, and I jumped, it's a white woman, I'm a black man, you know, she got all that, like, I was the one in the wrong. I'm like, lady, you are in where I work at with your titty out, and you mad at me because I come around the corner and jump. And I'm just like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, whoa, you know, I made a noise, like, and she was like, oh, and I'm just like, I'm sorry. I mean, I just, that shit is weird to me. Then I got a homegirl. She stay on Snapchat breastfeeding. And I'm just like, I mean.
So you feel like breastfeeding is natural. It's a normal thing.
It's a natural thing. You're supposed to drink milk from your mama.
So, but in public, you have a problem with.
I got a problem with it. Like, at least cover yourself up. Like, I'm talking about the ones that be look like they look. Man, I'm telling you, be straight titty out. Like, some women keep the blanket over them, something like that. I get it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I respect that. But the ones that just be like, had a titty out, and they be like daring you, and I'll be like, man, come on, man, like, it's a little too much.
If it's natural and that's what babies are supposed to do, why is it a problem in public?
Cause I don't know. It's in public. It's a decency thing. Come about it. Like, cover up your titty. Like, cause some niggas can't differentiate feeding from a titty. I'm one of them niggas.
But isn't that your problem and not the mom's problem?
No, it's not my problem.
Why isn't it your problem if you can't differentiate between a titty and breastfeeding?
I'm just jealous. I mean, that's just I'm that's the way I'm wired. So maybe that is my problem.
Exactly. That's your fucking problem. It's not the mama's problem.
But you can't get mad at me for having a problem, though.
What do you mean I can't get mad at you for having a problem? I mean, you can't conduct yourself like...
If more people start doing it and I get desensitized to it, that's not my problem. Because she's in the minority. Because she out here with her titty out.
And there we go.
Situations.
We made it full circle to why she's doing the shit on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. No, it's not for attention. It's to bring attention to breastfeeding.
Click on one of girl video. Look at her, man. Attention.
Look, she's pretty, so I'm gonna be like, hey, attention, regardless. But the reason she's doing it is the reason you just described. Because niggas don't know how to act when the titty's out.
But why you gotta record it?
So niggas will see a titty out and be normalized. This shit should be normalized. That's what a titty's for, by the way. It's to feed the babies.
You sure about that? Right?
That's the purpose of the titty.
There's something about them though, man. It's something that causes some kind of visual effect, like, you know what I'm saying, on people, man.
It's called niggas is horny, and we will see a titty through four sweaters and a coat and be like, man, damn, that motherfucker got a nice rack.
We committed, we even made up a word, remember, side titty. We be like, yo, look at that side, like, nigga, for real.
Side boob and shit, and like,
side boob.
Niggas are savages, but that doesn't make what she's doing wrong.
Titty can look good from a different angle, like, you know, you got the top part, and when, you know, little crease right there, like, women, if your crease is too far apart, you know, get them shits together, man. I don't want to see your motherfucking, I don't want to see like a 2-3 inch gap between your tits, man. I don't like that. It look weird, bro.
Look, man, props to her. Now the point of the whole post was breastfeeding during sex.
Yeah.
That seems a little weird.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can wait, like, till the baby get through eating. I'm not going to sit there and try to beat up the cooch while she's feeding the baby. I'm like, you know, why savage can you be, man?
Yeah, like, that's a little extra. I don't...
Yeah, like, bro, come on, man. Like, you ain't, nah, man. I don't understand people who want to fuck around their babies and shit, man. It's not cool.
Hey, so you've never had sex. Now, you married, so you've never had sex with the kid in the bed or in the room?
Not with my kids.
So other people's kids?
I have had sex with a girl with her kid in the bed, not my kid. And it was the worst experience ever.
Okay, so why was it?
Like, he was one of the babies that didn't say nothing. He was just staring at me and shit, nigga. Every time I look over, the little nigga just looking at me. Every time he looking at me, I try to not look, but I could just feel him just staring at me, nigga. I look at him, he just staring at me, not saying nothing, not moving, not nothing. Horrible.
How old was the kid?
He was under one.
So he really didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Like. And he might have been, I don't know, he might have been under two. The nigga was like, but he wasn't saying nothing. So that's why I think he was a little younger than that. Because he wasn't saying, he was just looking. You know what I'm saying?
Like, did you finish?
Yeah.
So it didn't bother you too much. You was like, fuck it, little nigga.
It did bother me. It was a horrible experience. It was one of them little, oh, finally I nutted. Like, wow.
But you weren't compelled to stop doing it.
I mean, you gotta finish the drill, man. You know, I ain't ready to put this on the side. So you know, if I fix some food on my plate, nigga, like, even if I don't like the food, I'm gonna try to eat it all, man. Like, it's just, I don't like taking it out, man.
You ain't a quitter.
Yeah, I ain't raising a quitter, man.
Hey, man, look, that's a little weird. My wife asked me,
was I gonna stop smoking weed? I said, man, this shit almost legal now. I done fought the fight, nigga. Like, what are you talking about? Like, why would I quit now? It's about to be legal. Like,
we already got medical. Why would she ask you now, though?
Yeah, and I'm just like, I've been smoking the whole time we've been together. You might not like a sober me. Like, you don't do that to yourself, man. Like, you met me, I was buying blunts. When I met her, the first fucking time I was buying some blunts.
And you spit your game at 7-Eleven, huh?
Yeah, at Circle K.
Circle K. So does the wife listen to the show?
Sometimes, if she on it.
All right, but normally she's not. You know, she's not popping this in to listen to it at work between class or no shit.
Do you know I'll be in trouble if she listens to the show faithfully, man? All
right. So with you saying that, you know, the weed conversation, this has nothing to do with, you know, what's on the outline. This
is just conversation about parenting.
This is not really, but this is a conversation between two niggas. This is what we do. So. The conversation about weed, you smoke weed, she don't. The conversation about church, you're agnostic, she's a faithful Christian.
Uh-huh.
Do those issues, because those are two big issues between people and personalities, do those ever bother you?
It don't bother me. It doesn't bother me, but they do, like, it does come up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like an issue. But I'm trying to get her to understand, like, listen, opposites attract. You know what I'm saying? Like, she don't understand that. Like, I told her, like, I mean, this church shit, man, I went to church. I show up to church if the kid's doing something or if I need to be there but going every week, I'm not that nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not gonna happen. I mean, I just, you know what I mean? I do, like, I come to support my kids. Like, one day they asked me to join the church. I looked up like, now, Miss Brundy better walk on off now, but you know, I'm not the one. Like, well, we need more men to be in the church. I'm sorry, like, I can't do it. Like, I'm not.
So it wasn't the joining that was the problem. It was the expectation of joining, like what it means after you become a member.
Yeah, like, people want you to pay. Like, I ain't know people actually pay money to be a member of a church. Like, that shit blew my mind. Like, you gotta pay. Huh?
What do you mean?
You gotta pay money. Like, it's certain.
You're talking about tithing.
Tithing, and then, like, when some shit come up, like in my wife's church, like, it's small, so it's like some shit need to come up. They're like, well, this, we got to pay this and that, and they all split it up. Like, everybody need to pay their $75 this month or this and that for this. Like, shit crazy. Like, they, oh, church need a new sign. What we going, you know? And I'm like, niggas, like, the members of the church pay for this shit. Like, I'm just like, I'm not with that. Like,
yeah,
you pay salary for the they got to pay the musician every week. That too, like, the musician get paid, like, what is it?
It's about 200 to 250 a goddamn week.
Yeah, I think because they give him a break because you know this is a small church, but he get like $80 a week, $100. It's some shit like it ain't a lot, but we had like a little college kid doing it, and that's now they got this little drug abuser. She finally got out of jail, so they gave her a job back. And I was like, y'all niggas ain't right, man. Got a white boy. He was coming. I mean, they were skeptical at first because he was a white boy. After that Dylan Roof shit, they was like, hey, any white person get checked, you come up in a black church now, my nigga. Like, it ain't personal, nigga. We just gonna like, it's just how it is, you know.
But this shit is weird, man.
It is, but like I tell my wife, like we like Homer and Marge, man. We total opposites, man, but we make it work, man.
That's you know that might we might say that for another show because I mean you know we're the wrong niggas to talk about relationship shit.
Nah, man, we gonna say look, hey, I see niggas is doing that now, man. Hey, man, shout out to my dog B Dot, man. He did his first podcast. It's called 32 Good Minutes. Check it out with B Dot and Chico Bean. You probably seen him on Wildin' Out and shit. We were definitely gonna get them on the Frocast. So you know what I'm saying, yeah, but check the podcast out. You know, first one ever.
That's what's up. You got the website or some shit? Like, is it just a good 32 minutes or is it on iTunes?
It's on iTunes. 32 Good Minutes. You know what I'm saying? It's on iTunes, so check it out. It's also on SoundCloud. Same thing.
Hey, that's what's up.
Short, 30 some minutes. You know what I'm saying? But like, you know, he one of the popular niggas making a podcast now. I want to talk to him, give him some gems. You know what I'm saying? From a podcast vet, some two vets over here. Me and Saul Wright, the old Grizzly man in the club and shit.
Only niggas that ain't took off, man. We the only one that ain't got our props, man.
Maybe it wasn't meant for us to take off, man. We got to talk. We got to preach. Somebody got to preach to these people in the streets, man. And like, them niggas talking to the celebrities. We talking to the real niggas, man. So I think that's what it is, all right. Hey, we got to, man.
Hey, some of these real niggas that come through in the clutch, man. I'm able to watch ESPN, and I appreciate
that's what
you.
I'm saying. We got some real niggas that fuck with it. That's why I said we got a niche market. We not gonna get the 20-year-old niggas. We too old. We don't relate to them niggas. We talk bad about what shit they do. Like it's a nigga that's like, you know what I'm saying? You know, one of them 30%ers. You know what I mean by that? You know? They get offended by some of the things that me and Saul write.
Hey man, look, I saw of course after we did the episode last week and I was talking about Amber Rose and I said, you know, she belonged to the game. Motherfucker sent me the message about 21 mm-hmm. Savage saying disrespect won't be tolerated.
Told you, that's why I was like, it's all right, man.
Nigga. I'm like, look, I will gladly show you my yellow. Look, I'm 40 years old. I'm not out here trying to fight no 21-year-old nigga out here in these streets over his girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing that shit. What the fuck I look like, man?
Oh, shit.
I'm not out here like that, man.
It's all right. Wow, like, man, it's all right, man. He better hope this better not be the episode to catch us on right here. That's all I got.
is it disrespect? If Amber Rose came to my face and said, it's all right, I'd be like, hey, it's going down. It's going down. It's not disrespect. I'm not saying that she's worthless at all. You know what I'm saying? We out here doing this shit in the streets, though, man. So we fuck with y'all niggas, man. 21 Savage, I don't want no beef, man.
He don't want no problem. He don't want no smoke.
I don't want no smoke at all, man. I don't want no smoke with Peabody.
I want them to convey it in their language so they can understand.
Yeah, please do.
Convey means, like, you know, make you understand.
I'm just a bitch ass nigga. It's fine. Whatever. Whatever, man. I'm old. I'm washed. I'm washed. You get no props
with the wash shirt. See?
Yeah, I saw that, man. Props.
Everybody love the tight wash shirt, man. I ain't seen nobody post a picture with the Supreme one or the other one, but the one that I said to make first has been the ad. That's
you taking credit? The tight.
Yeah.
You taking? It's like yeah.
I'm just saying. I told him that was gonna be the hot one, and it was, man. Like the Napfro shirt taking off, man. We sold about 5 of them.
Can I talk about these shirts for a minute? I mean, you know, I placed my order. No.
Oh, this time it's all right, man. It'll be there.
That was a week ago now. It's like almost a week ago. That was Saturday. It was Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. It was Thursday. Day, man. So Monday, Tuesday, shipping, Yeah, man, it'll be there tomorrow, man.
I often gauge shipping shit on how I ship shit. So I get disappointed quickly. Like, when I get an order... If I get an order tonight, it's in the mail probably tomorrow morning by 8:00. I don't fuck around like that.
But see, when you make an order spread shirt, he's like, okay, we're gonna make this shirt, print it, then you know what I'm saying? Like, because it's not a big warehouse. They just make them as they come in.
No, Spreadshirt is way too big for that shit.
That's what that's what they do though. But like, I mean, but why would look? Why would they do that when they got, you know, everything tied up in it? And when they're like, oh, I'm not just gonna make 1,000 of these. Nah, when they come in, we'll make them and bam. That's why I think they smell like that. But yeah, just when you get it, just let it air out for about a couple of days and that shit go away before you wear it.
As long as they get the fit right, because we've gone through Spreadshirt since we've been making our shirts. They've gone through at least 4 different shirts designs, like the actual blank shirt. So it's once they get the shirt right, I'll be good. Because the first ones were horrible. They were really thin, cheap ass shirts.
Yeah, this one, these way better. They're a lot thicker than the that like the Kings of Slander shirt. And yeah, I could definitely tell. Like I was just like, yeah, I wasn't happy with that. That material on them shirts, but the material on the new ones are a whole lot better. I can attest to that.
We got a lot of people out there being able to test them because we showed a lot of shirts.
Ain't that 3,000 Egyptian cotton that Lift Heavy got going on over there?
Easy.
Yeah, they got a 3,000 that Egyptian cotton. Saw right, gets that shit imported from some. They is a farm in Egypt. He said that they got the best sheeps in the world. You get wool from these sheeps, and they make the Lift Heavy shirts. So that's what you get when you buy a Lift Heavy shirt. You know what I'm saying?
You stupid as hell. We do have sports going on right now. There is a summer league, basketball summer league, which is now a thing. ESPN does shit to just keep itself on TV. You're not even competing with anybody no more. Fucking Fox Sports is about done, right? They just lost the president. Motherfuckers getting fired. Like, this shit is over, right?
Oh, shit. Damn, so all them niggas that left ESPN about to have be out of a job, man.
I imagine so. The president's gone. You know what I'm saying? If you start a network by giving Skip that much money, it's going to be what it is. So you're competing with yourself, and right now it's slow time, and all they're talking about is fucking summer league. So I don't remember them ever talking about summer league like they are right now. But Lonzo Ball, you know what I'm saying? He put up some numbers, and people was like, "Yeah, it's 2-for-11 shooting and some shit. He's horrible, trash, bust, all this shit." Second game was a triple double. You know what I'm saying? It's still 11-11-11. Like that's barely a triple double. That don't mean shit. And in the last game, he put up 38. 11-8 or some shit like that, and they're like, "Yeah, but he switched to Kobe shoes. Why are they always taking shots at this dude?"
But yo, for real though, he can't have the Kobe's on. He can't have the Kobe's on.
If you come out talking about your shoes, you gotta wear your shoes.
You gotta wear your shits. Like, no, if them shits hurt your feet, nigga, you gotta wear them, nigga. Like, you gotta go down with it. Like, cause if you don't wear your shit, I'm not gonna wear your shit. Yeah. So you out there balling in Kobe's, like, no. And Nike sitting there laughing, like, ha 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 ha. You know, Nike laughing at his ass for that shit because you came to us for a partnership. Now you balling out in our shoes. Like, man. Like, man, I don't know how much damage you did to the brand, but I think that hurt it a whole lot right there, man. Like, because image is everything, perception is everything. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, niggas gonna let it, you know, like, you gotta be in your shit. Like, sorry.
Yeah, you gotta be in your shit. Even if you have to revamp it. And just say that we made some changes to it after, you know, playing or something. But having on another shoe, even if it wasn't a Kobe, just having another shoe in a game, and it happened to be your best game so far in the summer league, it's a little rough. It's a little rough, man. But why do you think everybody is still waiting on him to fail? Like, every time they talk about him, they're talking about Markel Fultz, or they're telling about some other shit about how he's not the dude.
Like, well, I think it's mostly his father that why people want him to fail. They have no problem with Alonzo at all. You know what I'm saying? Because the dude, he doesn't say anything. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you don't have any, you know what I'm saying, sound bites to make you want to hate him. Have you ever heard him say a word?
Barely. He barely talks, bro.
So that's why I was just like, it can't be the kid. You know what I'm saying? So it's got to be his pops why everybody hating on him, man. Because that one, was it a girl that said some shit like, his shoe falls apart on him or something like that. And I was like, what the fuck? What kind of shit is that to say? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, but everybody, Bomani, he equated to LeVar Ball being like the manager for like an early Undertaker or something like that. Like he said the manager that did all the talking because they wrestled, you know, they wasn't that good on the mic. You know what I'm saying? So he was like,
That's real shit. That's how Brock Lesnar, Paul Heyman is. Yeah. Brock Lesnar to be such a giant dude. I mean, he's a legit 300 pounds, and he's a monster. He has the worst voice ever to be intimidating. Like, if Brock Lesnar was talking shit to you on Xbox Live or on the phone or some shit, you'd be like, fuck it, I'll see you outside, nigga. Mm-hmm. And then he pull up, you'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
He needs that mouthpiece. You know what I'm saying? And I guess that's what Lonzo is, because he's kind of meek and mild tempered kind of dude. His pops is doing the speaking part.
Yep. He's Jim Cornette, and Lonzo is the Midnight Express.
Hey, there it is. There it is. Good job, bro. Way to take it all the way back.
Well, I specialize in old wrestling, man. That's why, that's my specialty, man. So that's why I was like, y'all never let me on. Y'all, I was like, y'all niggas can't do a throwback show and let me on. Like, I'm trying to shoot y'all ideas. Like, can we talk about some old wrestling on the show? We don't have to. I mean, I know, you know what I'm saying, every show didn't have something going on every week. I mean, damn, we just, no, you got nothing. I should have known then. The writing was on the wall back then, man. I should have seen it, man.
Hey, them niggas fired me, so I can't help you there.
Carlos, man, you sided with me, so they was like, yo, man, get him out of here, man.
They fired me, so I don't know what to tell you. But I hope Lonzo Ball does well. I hope all them cats do well. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's good. Basketball needs everybody to do well.
Absolutely. Speaking of basketball doing well, you know, I don't, as we report this show now, as we record, I'm not sure what the stance is, but I heard that Carmelo Anthony is apparently going to the Rockets.
Wow.
I was about to say, does that strike a reaction out of you at all, or you just like, eh?
Carmelo keeps making bad decisions.
Wait, is this a bad decision?
I mean, why not go to a team that has a chance to win the title?
Okay, so first of all, no team with Carmelo Anthony is going to win a title.
I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying that.
If you're gonna go to a team where you got a chance to play, even if that meant taking the minimum amount of money. You know what I'm saying? Just take the minimum. You ain't whatever the smallest amount that they could pay you. You know what I'm saying? That's what you should have took and seen what Cleveland could work a deal out. Because I know Cleveland problem is they ain't got no money. They're like, yo, shit is all motherfucking tied up right now.
Yeah, but the NBA, your trades have to be money match. You have to match trades.
So they traded him to Houston.
Yes, well, they're
taking him out for the Knicks.
They're talking about trading him. So they're talking about trading it's between the Knicks, the Rockets, and they haven't named two other teams, but it's supposed to be a 4-team trade to get him to the Rockets.
So he's going to weigh the clause on it. Okay.
Yeah, he said that he's down to go to Houston. Of course, that'll put him with Chris Paul and your boy the Beard.
With the title, you're not going to beat the Warriors.
Nobody's going to beat the Warriors.
So that's what I'm saying. So won't you go to the East? And you got a chance to beat the Warriors because you're playing with LeBron.
Who are the Cavs going to trade? Isn't Carmelo making like $23 million or something?
Carmelo took a buyout. That's what I'm saying. They say
it's not a buyout. It's not a buyout. It's a trade.
But if he takes it, I was just saying maybe he could have took a buyout to get to Cleveland.
So you would take a buyout to go to Cleveland to play what position?
Shit, small forward.
So now LeBron is going where?
I put LeBron at the 2 then.
I don't think that he helps Cleveland. Cleveland's problem, as was proven this year, is they have no bench. When LeBron sat down, the team was trash. Carmelo doesn't change that.
I think he gives them scoring. Like, they had no scorers besides Kyrie. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it was just like no consistent scorers. You know what I'm saying? That's what they were missing. Because a lot of them games, man, they could have won. Man, that series wouldn't have been 4-1 if, you know what I'm saying, they got extra points from their main players. Like, even if their main players stepped up, they would have competed in a couple of them games. And, you know, because like I said, going back to Golden State 2-2 would have been a whole lot different than going back 3-1. You know what I mean? Like, it should have been 2-2. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, they just need to score. Kevin Love scored 12 points in a game or two. They win. Tristan Thompson, invisible man, if he scored 15 points in each of the games, they might win. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just they didn't have scores from their consistent scores. You can't do that against Golden State. You got to have consistent scoring. And Carmelo would gave him that. So if Carmelo wants to go to the West and get eliminated in the Western Conference Finals again, that's fine with me.
Would you rather have a good time playing in the season in Houston with your boy, because Chris Paul and him are boys, than going to the Cavs and probably getting traded by the trade deadline?
You're not getting traded.
I don't know about that one.
Oh, but I do know one thing.
What?
This means LeBron might leave Cleveland or retire after this little deal of LeBron ain't going to be playing too much longer. I'm telling you, man. If LeBron gonna keep playing, he gonna have to leave Cleveland. He is not staying in Cleveland. He is not.
If he leaves Cleveland, his legacy is trash.
Nah.
It's fucking over. What do you mean, nah? He cannot leave Cleveland again and go to a team that's not Miami and save his legacy. There's no chance.
No. LeBron might leave because, listen, it's something about front office moves and all that shit. LeBron, I'm telling you, I don't know if he's going to stay. He might either retire or he leaving. But I don't know.
Leave and go where?
Shit. Go where everybody else going, to the West. He might. Nah, LeBron went. Like I said, he might retire, man. 2 or 3 years, man. LeBron calling it quits, man.
I heard somebody at the gym was talking about that today, and they said, yo, they think LeBron is going to leave, and they've been hearing the L.A. talk. And if LeBron leaves and goes to L.A., he could win 3 championships straight in L.A. His legacy is still trash. It's trash. There's nothing you can do to save your legacy, bro.
Hey, that'd be like one of the greats. Niggas won titles with 3 teams, nigga.
And they won't give a fuck. You will always be 4th or 5th best ever. And they're not going to let you forget. You kept running away from the challenge. You kept running. That's what they're going to say.
That's how's what they're going to say. Away?
I don't say that shit. I say get money. Do what you got to do to put yourself in the best position possible. You got to Cleveland, and the team that you built that's not getting it done is your fault. That's your fault. It's your fault that Tristan Thompson is making that kind of money for the kind of player he is. It's your fault. You're directly responsible for that. It's your fault that Kevin Love is on that team underperforming in the playoffs. You're directly responsible for that because you recruited that motherfucker. That's your fault. That's the team you built. You ride with them niggas. That's your fault. You bought that team to Miami and then you dipped on them. It's your fault. So you got to ride with your squad. But, you know, I'm not LeBron. I'm not making millions of dollars to play ball. I'm not the dude. So, you know, I'm just saying. Speaking of money and sports, Money Mayweather allegedly owes the IRS, was it $100 million?
Woo! Shit.
In taxes?
God!
It's like $100 million. You know what? Let me get that number right. Let me not get this number wrong. Shit. Let me make sure that I get my check. Floyd, I'm typing it up right now as we speak on the show. Floyd Mayweather owes taxes. Let's see how much it is. I think it's $100 million.
Damn.
No. I am wrong. Thank you. I am wrong. He owes $22.2 million. He showed a check for $100 million. So basically what happened is Floyd owes $22.2 million on his 2015 taxes. And the IRS is saying, yo, give us our fucking money. He said, can we wait until after I get this money from this pay-per-view so I can pay it? But then at the pay-per-view, when they were talking shit, at the hype, you know what I'm saying, the presser, he's got a check for $100 million. What the fuck are you doing, Floyd?
Floyd can't read. He don't know what that paper said. They just told him to hold it up. He said, hold this paper up, Floyd. He said, okay, what did it say? He's like, I don't know.
First of all, taxes is a whole nother, that's a whole nother conversation that I don't really quite understand taxes. I don't get the shit.
Hey, your percentage, nigga. That's all you know. 10%. You should at least pay at least 10% of what you make a year in taxes.
Well, that doesn't make sense to me. Logic, as a person, that's not a logical situation. That doesn't make sense. I pay taxes on my goods. You take taxes out of my check. Why am I paying you again at the end of the year?
Yeah, but you get it back though, right?
No, you only get it back if you end up paying more than you're supposed to.
That's what I'm saying. You pay 10%, you always end up paying more. See, I'm giving y'all ways to make money, man. But hey,
what I'm saying is that it doesn't make sense that I'm paying on goods that I buy, I pay tax. When you give me my check every week, you're still paying fucking tax.
But you know the tax. Okay, go ahead.
So I'm paying tax. When you give me my check every 2 weeks or every month or however you get paid, you're taking taxes out.
Yep,
and at the end of the year, I have to settle up. And if I haven't paid what you say that I should have paid, then I owe you more money.
Yeah.
If I don't have kids, which I don't, I owe you more money. If I don't own a house, which I don't, I owe you more money. Meanwhile, my motherfucking rent goes up every year.
Yeah. I ask my rent people, whoa, what's the new addition?
Addition. And that kind of stuff is covered in the government. You can have a rent increase whether you have a pay increase or not. I don't get a raise at my job. They don't give raises no more. They said, fuck it. We're not doing no more merit increases. We give you a little bit of money here and there, but we're not giving no more merit increases. Fuck it. I can't go to my apartment complex and say, hey, I didn't make no more money this year. They're like, I don't give a shit. Your rent increase is another 10%. So I don't understand how that shit works. However, I'm also not out here buying Bugattis and gambling and talking to stacks of money and then turn around and tell the government I need more time.
Yeah.
I don't know how that shit works. I don't get it. Especially when your name is Money. If your name is Floyd Money Mayweather, you would probably want to have your money in order, I'd imagine.
Money team.
You got to have, like, you got to have that shit situated.
Yeah, indoor pools and outdoor pools.
You got to have that shit situated, bro. I don't understand. But did you watch the presser for the first two pressers for this fight?
I am not watching this bullshit.
Okay, you're not paying to watch it, but are you going to watch it?
I'm not watching this bullshit.
Why do you feel that way, sir?
It's an exhibition. I don't want to see. This is like when Rocky fought Hulk Hogan in Rocky fucking 2 or 3, whichever one it was. Like, it was just like, shit is an exhibition match. This is not real, Floyd. No, this is not real. You're not fighting a boxer. Like, I don't want to see this shit. Like, man.
Man, you all right?
Yeah, man. Got choked up.
So you don't think it's going to be a legit fight?
No, it's going to be bullshit.
You don't think that? You don't think that he's
wild shit? No. Conor gonna do some wild shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is gonna be a fucking fiasco. Watch, man. I'm telling you now, man.
So you don't think he legit has a shot?
Fuck no. He gonna do some crazy shit, man. Like, get disqualified. Like, I'm telling you, man. It's gonna be some bullshit. He gonna do some MMA shit to Floyd. They gonna be like, stop the shit. I'm telling you, Floyd. It's gonna be a big old fiasco. Watch, bullshit.
Yeah, I'd imagine that if you're Conor, and let's say it's round 5 or 6, and you begin stuck, you can't catch this motherfucker. At some point, that old school training is probably gonna happen.
That's what I'm saying. Like your mental, like your muscle reflex, gonna kick in, and you gonna fucking knee this nigga in the chest. You gonna boom. You like, oh. Oh shit! He gonna headbutt Floyd. Something, man. It's gonna be some dirty MMA shit. It's going to go down, man. But, you know.
I'm not going to pay to watch it.
I'm not
going to pay to watch it. I might catch it when it's on. The only reason I say that. Huh?
So don't get scammed, people.
Yeah, I mean, the last I heard, the going rate was $99.99, and that's some bullshit.
$100.
I don't even know what's on the undercard or
exactly.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm not paying $100, nigga. There's no chance. But I'm interested in seeing what happens because I've never seen Floyd get handled pause like this in a presser. Like, usually he's the motherfucker that's up. But I've never seen Conor was talking big shit, which is what Conor does.
And stuff like that.
I mean, he was talking huge shit. But Floyd seemed to be off his game. And when he was talking shit and Conor had a live mic, he was hitting it with counters on the mic. I was like, yo, like, he's beating you to your game. So I'm interested.
Floyd, like, you can't beat me, though, nigga. Like, I'm going to beat your fucking ass. That's what Floyd like, man. I'm going to beat your ass, man. Floyd going to beat him and make him do that dirty shit. Watch.
That might be the plan, but I've never seen Floyd say that I'm going to have to do that. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen him this mad and off his game prior to a fight.
They got like three more to go, though. They got three more pressers to go, so all right. So.
Is it five? I thought there were only three, and they already did two.
Oh, I think because they said they got to do one in London or some shit like that.
They just did two.
Okay, there's another one. They said it's like three or four of them. It was like ridiculous.
I don't know.
Like, cause look, Mike was like, "Yeah, you could sell pay per view of the pressers." I was like, "What the fuck, y'all niggas really serious buying into this shit?"
Some people gonna watch it, you know what I'm saying? Some people gonna pay for it. Somebody's bar is gonna be sold out because they're not gonna pay to watch this fight. But you can get $10 ahead.
Oh hell yeah, that night shit, you can get $20 that night. But you know they charge the bars like $5,000 for a pay per view.
Really?
Hell, that's why the bars be charging because. Because it's like it's not fair to the, you know, this is how the people at the pay-per-view feel like, if you just buy it for your bar, you paying $69, but you might have $300 people in there, they buying all kind of shit, you making all the money and you only spent $60. So they charge the bars like $5,000, you know what I'm saying, for the fights, and that's why they be charging.
Yeah, that's a little bit crazy. So yeah, you're gonna have to pay $20-$30. If I'm a person that wants to see this fight, paying $30 is a lot easier than paying $100.
Now you ain't gotta pay, yeah, but they might charge you like $10-$20 at the most. You ain't getting more than that because you know they would still want you to spend money.
Yeah, you still want to buy some food, yeah. So you're gonna end up paying. You're gonna pay $50 by the time you're done, and that's a win.
And Beezy just used to go to the little whack ass strip club because they only charge they was like, hey, you got a 2-drink minimum. And I was just like, oh, all right. I'm about to get two sodas.
Puss-ass drinks. Yeah. Let's switch to music so we can get paid, get our checks this week. Hove announced that he's doing the 444 tour. It's on the streets right now. And allegedly, the tickets are $200? Is that right?
Shit.
Is that like for the cheap seats is $200?
Yeah. No, that better be with backstage pass, goddamn. I better get to meet Jay-Z. Then he gonna spit 16 bars for me, nigga. I pay $200.
Your expectations for what you spend away on base,
I get to meet Blue. All that shit, nigga. $200.
It's just $200, bro.
Hey, bro. $200, bro.
I don't think those expectations are in line.
Beyonce so can sit on my lap for $200. We get a picture. I get to hold all the babies.
So it says that for the record, we've seen ticket prices as low as $30 to as high as $200, which is the same price people pay for their favorite basketball sneaker.
When they equate that, but look, you know what? I can wear these sneakers for like 7 years if I really take care of them.
Hey, for real. It's niggas in the game right now that are just now breaking out shoes they bought from 2004.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, don't equate it to the shoes, man. You might as well just say, hey, going to a game, because basically it's the same thing. Like, you know, it's entertainment. Like, shoes ain't entertainment. Them shoes, actually wear these on my feet.
It's $200. Is there a concert that you would pay $200 to go see?
No.
No.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, well, yeah. But you would get $500 worth of concert. So I would definitely pay $200 to see MJ.
Only motherfucker I pay $200 to see, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I don't think that there's a rapper alive I'd pay $200 to see. It's a rap concert. We know what you're doing.
Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you ain't dancing. Like Puff Daddy put on a good show. When I went and seen Puff Daddy in concert back in the day, that shit was live. You know, he put on a good show. He had fireworks and all that shit, nigga. As you know, all Puff Daddy songs were mainstream, so you knew all of them, nigga. So you just sitting there just jamming and shit. So, you know, Puff Daddy put on a good show, but I wouldn't pay $200 for it. Nah. You know what I'm saying? You have to dig up Biggie and all that shit for that. I couldn't do it, man.
I think when I went to see Rochelle Pharrell, those tickets was like 80 something bucks a piece. And I was like, shit. What?
Who was that?
Hold on, man. Rephrase the question because I don't believe what you're asking me right now.
Question. You talking about Pharrell Williams?
Like, are we joking right now?
I'm dead ass.
She is probably the greatest vocalist you've ever, well, I guess you've never heard. Period. Greatest vocalist out there. Bar none.
I'm going to have to look up on Spotify.
Jesus Christ. But I think those tickets were like 80 bucks. And they had a higher, like, it was one of those little bougie-ass small places. And they were like, you can buy dinner and goes. And I was like, nah, I can't do 150 a ticket. Jesus. To see it. But it was literally like, I think the theater only held maybe 150 people tops.
Wow.
So like you could hear her cough. You like when she sweat, you could damn near get sweat on you. It was that small a venue. But even then, I was like $80 hurt. $200 and it's gonna be in an auditorium? It's gonna be in a fucking stadium arena? Nah, bruh. There's no way. To watch a nigga that
He doing big arenas, no small arenas.
Yeah, he's selling out fucking Shea Stadium and shit. Like, nah, I don't want to see that. It's a rap concert, so there's no chance in hell. I don't even want to do the local concerts we got here. When I went and saw, I think this was Austin City Limits or one of the goddamn music festivals.
He gonna be there. I think he'll be at Austin City Limits, I think.
There's no way he's coming here to do that.
I think, man. Let me see.
I think Kendrick Lamar is going to be here. If Jay-Z comes down, he will shut the city down. Because all the niggas from Dallas and Houston will be coming up here. But when I went, I got to see Childish Gambino. I got to see Outkast. And that was a headache by itself. But that also wasn't $200. That was freaky. I can't imagine going to see Jay-Z.
Yeah. Jay-Z going to be there Friday.
Nigga.
October 13th through the 15th at Zilka Park. Friday, Jay-Z. Let me see. Solange. Nigga. Skepta.
It's going to be complete pandemonium around this bitch.
Man, you got to go, so all right.
No, the fuck I don't.
It's all right, man. Just get you. Hey, man, I got a man to sell some inserts, man. He said if they hurt here, he'll buy them back from you. So I'm going to buy you something. I'm sending them to you. And you're going to have to go, so all right.
Nope. Show late.
What size you need, man? I'm going to buy them for you anyway, man, so you can have them.
A size 6. I'm not going. I can't even imagine that shit, bro. Well,
I'm just going to still buy them for you anyway, so all right, is what I'm saying. Even if you don't go, my nigga. God damn, man.
I don't trust it. They probably gonna look like dicks or something. I don't trust it.
Saturday, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Chance the Rapper, Ice Cube, big names. Shit, it's
Saturday, I gotta work, so that's already out the gate.
That's Sunday, Run the Jewels, Danny Brown.
That's a very and Danny Brown. Sunday's a very Austin day with those two. Who else is on Sunday?
That's about all the big names.
That's a very Austin show.
That's the a very Killers. Austin show. Never heard of them.
I haven't heard of Gorillaz. I heard of Gorillaz. They still do music? Before.
Yeah, Drunk. Maybe that Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday's a very Austin show. Jay-Z is going to sell out anywhere, but you got Jay-Z Solange on Friday, and then you said Saturday was who? Chance?
The Rapper and Red Hot Chili Peppers, Ice Cube.
Cube is going to bring some numbers.
He better not do not one new song, Q. You better not do it.
Past what album? Like, where would he have to stop his catalog?
In 93, nigga. Lethal Injection.
that's fucked up, dog. How many albums does he have after Lethal Injection?
Hey, I don't know, because I don't listen to that. He had that War and Peace garbage. I mean, West Side Connection album was all right, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying?
That is fucked up. I'm going to look it up right now. that is so fucked up. Lethal Injection, 93. Then he had War and Peace 1 and 2. That was 98, 2000. Laugh Now, Cry Later was 2006. Raw Footage was 2008. I Am the West was 2010. Yeah, and then between then, he had all of the bullshit, greatest hits, and all of the other bullshit. Yeah, that's not a good look.
Yeah.
That's not a good look.
Jay-Z gonna be in your town, nigga.
Oh, well. Hope he has fun.
Yeah.
Hope he has a good time, sir. Not fucking with that crowd. No, thank you. Now, I don't know anything about this next story you got on here. D-Ray thought that an ape from a film was him?
Yes, in the new Planet of the Apes movies, man. If you just Google D-Ray in Planet of the Apes.
Why did he think it was him?
Because the monkey had a vest on.
Okay, so which D-Ray are we talking about? Are we talking about D-Ray or D-Ray the comedian?
D-Ray the activist.
Okay, so D-Ray McKesson.
Okay, yeah.
So there's D-Ray. A monkey.
So he's not D-Ray.
No, it's D-Ray.
Okay.
Planet of the Apes. I can't find it. All these think pieces are up. I'm just like, I just want to get to the point. So there's an image of an ape that has a vest on.
Yeah.
And he thought it was him.
Yes.
And he felt some kind of way?
He said he thought it was making. He tweeted, "Does the Planet of the Apes poster have racially coded messages? Notice the hashtag Black Lives Matter symbolism. Notice the ape with the blue vest." You know what I'm saying? And so
I'm looking at the picture now. He does have on a blue vest. It's an interesting choice. That's a very interesting choice. But now, if you, so is this supposed to be? I'm looking at another picture. This ape, is this a current one? There's a picture of an ape with a blue vest on, but it looks like older footage, like it's from the OG Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, is that, yeah, but see, that's the thing. From the OG, it's always been an ape with a vest on. He was called Bad Ape or something, I think his name was. Little known fact about King John. I used to watch all the Little Planet of the Apes shits back in the day shits. My uncle was crazy about them shits, so I used to sit there and watch them with his ass. That's all he played in his house. He even had tapes dubbed with music behind it. It'd be Planet of the Apes, but it'd be music playing in the background. And I used to be like, what the fuck is this shit? But it used to be funny, though, man. I don't know.
So there is an old ape, based on your from what you've seen, there is an old ape from the old films before we knew of DeRay that had on a vest.
Yes.
So maybe this toy that he's talking about is a callback to that?
Exactly.
Oh, there's a nigga in the new movie that straight up in the new one that has a vest on as well. I don't know. It's really weird. But you think that he's wrong for this shit?
Oh, he was definitely wrong because he deleted the tweet. Because he was like, nigga, why you really think, like, niggas really think that about you? Like, come on, man, stop it. You ain't that nigga. Like, do you think they'd put you in a movie like that? Portray you? What about you that makes people want to, you know, nah, stop it, DeRay, man. Stop it. You're not that popular. Do your research first, man. They did this a long time ago, way before you, son. And sorry.
Is it possible that he's onto something? Like, is there any chance that he's correct?
People saying that he got paid to do them tweets because he kept the hashtag whatever the name of the movie was. He did that in both the tweets that he made. So people think that he got paid to do those tweets. So you know what I'm saying? You know, it's levels to his corruption, man.
I'm getting tired of us not being able to enjoy or take anything at face value no more.
Hey, man, it happens, man.
Like, it's to the point now where people are so smart, they stupid as fuck. And I just can't. Like, I'm still seeing right now people talking about Michael Jordan investing in prison. You should stop buying his shoes. When we know readily that it's not the same motherfucking Michael Jordan. Like, when you type this shit up, you could have just clicked search before you finished. And you could have seen it as not the same Michael Jordan. But we still having this conversation. I just saw a video the other day. I would love to hear your take on this shit, just from the headline. Black women, your period isn't natural. Black women shouldn't have periods.
Why? Why don't? Why? Because I mean, what are they trying to tell us? See, what are they trying to do? Damage to the black, the best stuff out there. So if you don't have period, it won't get that natural cleansing. It won't be as good. They're trying to bring it down to the level of these other women. Is that what they're saying?
Oh, no. This is from the Hoteps.
What?
The Hoteps are telling black women that their period is unnatural.
So something that your body does without you, if you don't do nothing to stop it, something that your body naturally does is not good for you?
What they're saying is that that's not natural. You got it from being here in this country.
Oh, so... These niggas never been outside their neighborhoods before.
Bruh. This is a whole thing.
Man, this is the stupidest shit ever saw, right? it's something that your body does naturally. And you're saying that is because of a geographical thing? Stop it.
Let me hit you with another one. Hitler was black. Real niggas posted this shit with they backed it up with YouTube videos.
Oh, that's another thing. YouTube videos. Niggas, that's not research. I hate when niggas try to fact the fucking YouTube thing. I'm like, nigga, that ain't research, nigga. Like, that's fucking YouTube. Nigga, I can see him make a YouTube video with all kind of graphics and tell you all kind of bullshit, nigga. You can't know, nigga.
That's what we should do. That's how we gonna get on. We gonna make a YouTube video and we gonna say our MTV stole our whole swag. And we should have been on, but somebody held us back. Rosenberg stifled us. We're going to blame it on somebody. They held us back. And we're going to use quotes from our show. And we're going to blend it with quotes that they didn't have on their show, on their TV, on their radio. And we're going to say they stole our whole swag. We're going to see what that'll put us on. Because that's all niggas need right now. This shit is crazy as fuck. So yeah, you know, whether this shit had to do with you or not, DeRay, I don't know. I don't fucking care. I'm almost at the point now, I don't care about shit. It's just, yeah, everything's
it's
over.
Like, it's just, you know.
Everything's fucking over. It's all over, bro. What else we got on this shit? Is it time for TV Talk?
It's time for TV Talk. I think so, yeah.
I mean, which is really one show right now.
Yeah.
It's Power.
Power.
It's the only thing on TV that matters. What did you think of this week's episode?
Whoa, sorry. What happened? You know we'll come back this Sunday, don't you?
Game of Thrones.
Yes, winter is coming.
So when are you going to start the binge so you can be up to date?
On what?
On the Game of Thrones.
I binged it. I watched it twice when it was out. I'm not one of the people that have to. I can watch a fucking recap video on YouTube and get me up to speed. Okay. That's cause they do excellent videos on YouTube, like the little recaps to everything you should know. They recap a whole season in like 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and that shit is fucking amazing.
So you, which one do you like? You know, as they stand right now, do you like Game of Thrones or Power better?
Game of Thrones, obviously.
What do you mean, obviously?
Because the story is like, I don't know, it's better for TV. Like, I've seen a Power show before, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it ain't nothing on Power that's like, oh, wow. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you get predictive, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
I can't be mad at you for that. But this week right now, as it stands for right now, as we record this episode, it's the only thing on TV. This episode was kind of all over the place to me. I think the thing that stood out to me was the new black attorney that got brought in. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting to see what his actual role is.
Yeah.
Something's not right about this nigga, and I don't know what it is.
Because it's like he want to know about ghosts. I mean, you got to tell me everything. I can't be a lawyer. Cause he want to know too much info. So you're right, man. You're right. He might be sent in. He might have an ulterior motive. Like, oh, because he's a defendant. He's a defendant, right?
Yeah, he's a public defender.
I mean, well, no, he's a public defender, or is he a defense attorney? He's a defense attorney, correct?
I don't know, because old boy brought him in, so I thought he was a public defender. I thought that was just help from the state. I don't know. I could be wrong on that. I'm probably wrong with that.
I'm probably wrong.
Because he brought old boy in, so I don't know.
I'm going to Google, who's the black attorney on Power?
He's the second chair, so what's his name?
Look at this one. Who was the black attorney on The Good Wife?
Terry Silver is the second chair counsel whom Proctor hires to assist him. He boasts a huge success rate of winning capital punishment crime cases, but James isn't fine because he's judgmental. Like, I don't see how you do both. So it seems weird to me.
So when did Lorenz Tate come in, I wonder?
What do you mean when Lorenz Tate come in?
Lorenz Tate's supposed to be on the season also.
He probably going to have something to do with Dre's ass. Lorenz Tate has never plays an upstanding dude. What do you mean?
He never plays an upstanding dude.
He's going to be a slimy motherfucker. At some point, he's going to come through. He's always that dude. But when I was looking at this episode, I was like, okay, so... Once they started trying to put together pieces, like I said this to you on Snapchat, that the DNA evidence didn't make sense because they said Greg had ghost DNA under his nails from that traffic stop.
Mm-hmm.
But Greg never touched Ghost's skin. So unless Ghost has a lot of fucking dandruff and shit on his jacket in the winter, there's no reason for him to have his DNA under his fingernails. It didn't make sense. But instead of talking about that shit, they went to the traffic stop and Valdez knowing that the traffic stop happened and not saying anything about it. And didn't get the DNA evidence thrown out. Did he get it thrown out or did he agree to keep it in there and say, okay, we can cross-examine that shit during the trial? What did old boy agree to? Do you remember? Because the judge gave him two options.
Oh, he ate to throw out the DNA evidence.
So he agreed to throw the DNA evidence out.
Yeah.
I don't know how this shit goes, man. I don't know how this shit goes. I don't know how much longer Dre's going to be alive. I told y'all last week that motherfucker's dead. He's not making it to the end of the season.
I was at the gas station today and the girl that worked there said Tariq need to die.
Niggas is mad at Tariq universally, bro.
Oh, buddy.
Niggas is mad at Tariq. I seen a video online of, I guess, Tariq, the actual actor. He was somewhere getting lined up, and his barber took a video of him, you know, showing the lineup. And then the next, they spliced it with another video of somebody getting slapped out of barber's chair. And they was like, nigga, I wish. Like, niggas want to do harm to Tariq, bruh.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about this? This is episode, what, 3? Episode 4? How do you feel about this, the season so far?
I like it. I mean, it's good. Little, like I said, a little predictive, but you know what I'm saying? I can work with that. Still, the action's still there. I like it.
You know, one of the brain trust of Nappy Afro now has a thing for Angela.
Oh my God, man. GQ Blue, man. No, GQ. No, see, you just like Ghost, making bad decisions. Like, you don't choose Angela. Like, you don't choose that. She is wrong.
He just said that how she looks is strictly physical.
Nah, strictly, man. Physical. Her actions on the show have rendered her unattractive in my eyes.
She's the third finest chick on the show.
Okay.
Tasha and Lala.
Lala number one, though.
No problem with that. I guess my whole point is, how did you skip over those two and say Angela's the winner?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, Blue. Like, what's going on, man? Corporate America, man, getting to him already, man. You heard what Brother Umar said. He has no respect for a black man that you know what I'm saying, shacks up with a woman outside his race.
Umar, hey, man. Like, you had him on the ropes. Roland Martin had him on the ropes. You got him on your show. You got a whole panel, and the only thing they came out was talking about Umar being upset about interracial dating. Really? That's what got y'all up in arms about everything he said? That part. They look silly. It was a mess. It was a mess. I guess Umar should be my winner this week too. For being ambushed by this panel and holding it down. POP, hold it down.
And then the Root gonna come out with an article like, this is what they saying, like, we fact checked what Brother Umar was saying, and let us start off by saying we have no grind with him. We have no problem with him. But he did have the conscience strip. But like, they attacked his credibility before you know what I'm saying, started fact checking. So what you did was, I didn't have a problem, but let me know that this is some shit that he's done right here. But let's get to what we wrote. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, man, the Root, like, I ain't like this shit, man. They felt some type of thing.
Y'all are losing this week. What else do you have to add about this episode? I feel like we haven't really talked about it, but it's one of those things.
I mean, like, it didn't too much happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Ghost got a, you know what I'm saying, got to pay Tommy's dad $20,000 a week until what? Like, God damn, nigga, like, you about to eat off me. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, Tommy's dad.
Well, you know, everybody think that's Tommy's dad, the white dude.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was about to say, wait a minute. Yeah, $20,000 a week, or you're going to die. I'm going to tell. Basically, I'm going to tell, so I'm going to get you killed.
I'm going to tell who you is. No, he said he's going to tell the prosecutor who he is.
Right, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're trying to give you the death penalty. If I end up coming out with the business, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's over with. So he's trying to hold him hostage. He's agreeing to pay that shit. They tried to shut down the club. I didn't understand that part of it. So Tommy's homeboy, his new right hand man,
Julio
is telling Dre that we're shutting the club down.
Not shutting the club down, shutting the selling the drugs in the club.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's why Tommy wasn't having that shit.
Yeah, that's why Tommy was like, no. Because that's why Drake wasn't having that shit. Drake was like, nah, I got to pay these niggas this money this week, or they going to goddamn kill my daughter. So that's why he told her girl, like, nah, you keep bagging that shit up, nigga. Like, keep doing this shit. Like, we going to keep this shit moving.
That nigga Julio. So Julio, we know Drake.
Julio just trying to be careful, call the police on him. Like, he don't know, you know what I'm saying? He don't know what they talking about. So he just like, yo, let's just stop everything. But Tommy like, yeah, nah, nigga, we got this big ass shipment. Like, we got to get rid of this shit.
Right, so we know that Dre is going to be one of the people that die. Who's the other person that dies?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Tariq and...
They're not killing Tariq.
Why not? He getting mad. Yeah. He can die.
How the fuck is Tariq going to die?
He outside over Kanan now. Anything can happen, man.
If they kill Tariq, dog, the next season is the last season.
You got to have a reason to keep Kanan on the show. So why not have him kill your son? You kill my son. No.
No, Kanan killed his own son.
Yeah, so I'm a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, if they kill Tariq, dog, this next season will be the last season. Because Ghost's going to go completely apeshit. I don't know, man. So you did ask on here what else are we watching. I ain't watching else.
I mean, look, started watching the show Shots Fired. Just check it out, it's all right. It's pretty good. Sanaa Lathan in it. She is fucking beautiful. Oh my god,
like, she's always has been, bruh.
Man, bruh. But in this show, man, she is. Oof. And then she got a lot of sex scenes in it. So oh my god, yes. So yeah, it's pretty damn good. It's about your boy in it, Michael from The Wire. What's his name? Mack Wilds. He's in it. He's a cop. He shoots a white dude. You know what I'm saying? Police shooting. And they send the part of the DOJ in to investigate the shooting of the unarmed white kid. But 2 weeks earlier, a black kid that got killed by the police and they ain't do nothing about it. So basically, they just looking at the cover up of this police department and corruption and all that shit and just how it was played. You know, it's pretty damn good, though. It's very, like, with the times, like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Shit crazy, man. So, yeah, just watch it. It's one season. They said the show got canceled, so you're going to love it. Sorry, you're going to love it. It's already canceled.
What's on Netflix or some shit?
Nah, you probably got to watch it on, you know, get it. You can either watch it on Fox. Yeah, you can go to Fox Networks and watch it on their app. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Watch the whole season on there. Just use one of the, you know, use one of the passwords.
Have you seen Tales that was on BET?
Tales? No, I didn't watch that.
Have you heard about it?
Yeah, I heard about it. It's the Irv Gotti thing.
Yeah, so I watched, I got to see part of the first one. I haven't been able to catch the whole thing. It's weird.
It's the show centered around like a song, right?
Each song, yeah, each show. So it's supposed to be 10 episodes for the first season. They've only shot the first episode of the first season. And yeah, so I guess that was kind of the deal. Like, you shoot the first one and see how it goes.
By getting them the people, you know, rights for the song and stuff is real. It's a lot of paperwork, so that's why it's only like that's the way they're doing it. Something weird, you know what I'm saying? But they only shot one episode.
Well, yeah, so the way it worked when I was listening to his interview,
that's called a pilot. Yeah.
But that's how it was. So when I listened to the interview, he was saying that when he came to them with the idea, they said, yo, we'll let you shoot the first one. We'll see how it goes. And then from there, you know, we'll talk about what kind of liberties you get to have to do and all this other shit and whatever. So it's essentially a working pilot. He's written all the episodes, but this was essentially the working pilot. This episode was Fuck the Police. And it's basically, for people who haven't heard about it, it talks about police brutality against the black community, but they flip the roles. So the cops are black people and everybody in the hood is white people. So when I walked into the episode, when I first turned it on, it was a white dude with gold teeth in, and he was talking to Boris Kodjoe. And Boris Kodjoe is the attorney trying to track down this other shit or whatever, detective trying to track down what happened. And the white dude was telling Boris, he said, what you doing in the hood, man? People look like you don't usually come to the hood. I think he even said black people don't usually come to the hood. And I was like, the fuck am I watching? So then the next scene I saw, it was a bunch of white boys out drinking and partying. And they said, yo, they got him. And he was like, what you talking about? They shot one of our boys. And so the white boys is all up in here. I was like, what the fuck am I watching? So then I had to go back and research what it was. And that's what it was. They took a situation of police brutality and the cops and flipped it. Black people are white people are black people. And talked about how black people are going to get off for the murder of this white dude. And what would that shit look like? It's definitely an interesting episode. So if you get a chance to check it out, it's probably on BET or some shit like that. I think it's worth a look. But that's the only other thing that I've seen lately. Is that it? Is that the only other thing you're watching?
Oh, no. So I watched Shots Fired. Let me see what else I watched. Wentworth, I don't know if I told you. I probably did. Been watching that. That's like way better Orange Is the New Black. Probably in like season 3 or 4 of that. So I'm almost up to date with that. Heavy binge going on. Queen Germ's not a good person to binge watch TV with because she be getting all annoyed. I mean, she get not annoyed, but she be thinking about what the kids doing. What's going on? Man, nah, we binging the show. Who cares what the kids are doing right now, man? Let's look. Yeah, man. Snowfall came out. Everybody said that's pretty good. I'm going to wait, let it build up before I get on to that. Let's see, anything else I've been checking out? Suits came back last night. I ain't watched it yet. I'll watch it a little later on. I'll let you know about that next week. And then we'll have them Thrones to talk about. So, yeah, man, that's about it, man.
That's it, man. Give it to your people. You keep it 100 for the people, man.
Oh, man. Keep it 100 this week, man. Wrote it down. All these people, man. I've been noticing the whole Black China thing. And it just bothers me to see women champion what she did. Let's keep it real, people. She scammed this man. She tried, like, this is the only reason why she got called out, because she was trying to charge his card with $300,000 worth of jewelry. You know what I'm saying? And that's the only reason why this happened. So let's not parade her for being a champion. Oh, girl, she did. She found him a sucker, and she did. That's not cool. Come up on your own. Don't come up on somebody else. Like, that's like, if a man did that to a woman, y'all wouldn't be saying he was in the right. So let's not sit here and champion what she's doing. Ladies, we making great strides. You know what I'm saying? Like, repairing this bad image that we have as Black men and Black women. Let's not take a step back, like, champion the rights of a scam artist, man. Like, nah, bro. I mean, yeah, it was a white dude, blah, 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 but still, nah, that's not cool. Got kids to think about. She got two baby daddies. Now she didn't fail back into, she took a step forward, but she's got two steps back. You know what I'm saying? Kids ain't got no daddy now, and you running around here, you know what I'm saying, living off child support payments. Get you some skills, Tony.
God damn. You know, told the women they can't breastfeed in public. Now they can't support child.
Nah, you could breastfeed in public. Just cover yourself up.
Why?
Because nobody. All right. I mean, I just think you want some privacy. That's all I'm saying.
You whatever, man. Ladies, do what you got to do, man. Who's your winners and losers this week?
My winners this week. First one, man, my son, man. This past Saturday, got to meet Deion Sanders, man. And you know what I'm saying? Shit. Yeah, man, Deion Sanders, man. Cool dude, man. He was 100% authentic, man. He was down to earth. He wasn't like, you know, he had no snobbish attitude at all. You know what I'm saying? Because at first, I didn't think he was going to show up to the football camp. I was like, man, Deion Sanders ain't coming to this shit, man. Ain't number like 30 kids here, man. Like, what the fuck? And so then, you know, I went down there to tell my son, you know, I was just like, all right, we're going to be the bearer of bad news. And my son was like, I can't believe he showed up. I said, who? He was like, Deion Sanders. I said, Deion here? He was like, look right behind you. I turned around, and I turned into a bitch for like 0.8 seconds. I said, like, he took my breath away, nigga. I said, Deion. And like, you know what I'm saying? So the man, when he first came out, I broke my phone out, and I was just like, bro, I gotta get a picture. You know, he was like, so I said, man, can I get a picture? He said, oh, man, let me work, man. You know, like, I'm gonna get you later, man. You know, I got work to do out here, man. I was like, all right, man, cool, man. He gave some dap and everything. You know what I'm saying? No homo, the man smelled amazing. You know what I'm saying? Whoa. Smell like money, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, whoa. If you're a rich nigga, you're supposed to smell good. You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to be like, damn. I was like, damn, nigga, like, ooh, that's what that is, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? But anyway. You know what I'm saying? So then, you know, the football camp, you know, Deion did his little talk, and he actually was like, yo, he pointed my son out. He's like, hey, big man, he said, you got a gift. I like your work ethic. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You really impressed me. And I was like, damn, you talking about my son, nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? So then afterwards, you know what I'm saying? We was leaving. My son, like, I want to get autographs. So I, like, you know, I gave him some paper and a little pen, go get him autograph. And you know, he asked Deion for an autograph. Deion was like, He said, anybody can get a sign a piece of paper and said you met somebody. He said, but did you really get to know me? And, you know what I'm saying? He was just like, hey. He said, come on, let's walk and talk. So him and Deion, they walked around and they talked about 3 or 5 minutes, man. You know what I'm saying? I was like, dang. I was in the car. I just seen it from a distance. And I was like, dang, man. You said nothing like Deion talking to you. Like, nigga, that's way better than an autograph right there, man. Like, you know, that's a Hall of Famer, nigga. Like, you know, yeah, but you don't know that, but Deion that nigga. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that shit was amazing. So my son is a winner, and myself, since I got to meet Deion, and I photobombed the picture in the newspaper, so that shit was awesome.
Did you have on a nappy Afro shirt?
No, I did not. I was at football camps, all right? Why would I wear my good stuff to a football camps, all right? I don't understand it. I wear my nappy Afro shirts when I go out. Like, if I'm going, like tomorrow, I'm going to wear a nappy Afro shirt because I'm going to the barbershop, it's going to be out and about. You know what I'm saying? Football camps, all right? I'm sitting in the sun. It's hot. I mean, why would I want to sit there and sweat in my good shirt, man?
Why don't you just have various nappy Afro shirts so it wouldn't be an issue?
I'm working my way up there, man.
But you got 22 racks.
It's all right. Didn't I tell you I lost that in the Snapchat IPO, man?
You can have at least 5 nappy Afro shirts, and one of them could be your good shirt, or 2 of them, or 3 of them.
Add $22,000, man.
I'm just, you know. Or at least multiple lift heavy shirts, and then you could have wore one of them. I'm just trying to understand. That's all. I'm just trying to understand.
Did I know I was gonna be in the newspapers? All right. And there's a funny. I remember the guy that was sitting there when they started taking the pictures. He was like, he asked Dion. He's like, did you know? I'm just gonna make up a name here. Yeah. Did you know Lanny Brewer? And he was like, and when he played with the Cincinnati Reds. Dion was like, yeah. He's like, oh, that's my uncle. And I was just like, why did you have to make up a bullshit ass story? Just sit there and talk to the man. Like, man, nobody knew who the fuck Lenny Brewer was. Like, yeah, like, nigga, I don't remember them days I played for the Reds. Like, I don't know.
Right, nigga, yeah. I was doing too much. I was doing too much in them days. I don't remember shit.
Nigga, I'm playing 2 sports, man. You think I remember that, man? I had teammates on both teams. I can't remember all these guys.
You know, it's interesting. You just said that, and I saw the post that you put up on Facebook, and I've had a few people on my Facebook put up the same thing. The question is, in their prime, one of them got to go. It's Walter Payton, Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith, and Bo Jackson. I am alarmed by how many. Fuck the Bo Jackson talk and all that shit. I'm alarmed by how many people said Emmitt.
That shit blew my mind. I was just like, hold on, so the all-time leading rusher got to go? Well, his line. Oh, my God.
Nigga, I was just like, shit one more time, man.
With any of them backs behind him. Listen, Bo Jackson for his career has 2,800 yards and 16 touchdowns in 4 seasons. Well, somebody said, but they said in his prime. I said, well, when was Bo Jackson in his prime? I
said, in his prime, he never played 12 games.
He never ran for 1,000 yards. So I'm like, when was his prime? I said, in college? Because damn, like in college, we talking about college Bo Jackson. Yeah, but I said, y'all niggas getting Tecmo Bowl. Bo mixed up with real life Bo Jackson. Tecmo Bowl Bo was fucking amazing. Real life Bo, nah, he was a couple of highlights, and that was it. Fuck that shit.
Bo Jackson gets you what about, I think his average was like 6 yards, but he only carried the ball like 10 times. Like, it was just, the shit doesn't make sense. Emmitt Smith, fucking 3 championships, all-time leading rusher. Bruh, fuck what that line is doing. Not only that, Barry Sanders' line wasn't bad for him to have all those yards. The line wasn't bad. He just made shitty decisions.
Like I told somebody, I see 3 MVPs in Bo Jackson. That's why I was just like, all other guys have won the MVP before. Bo hasn't. How are y'all seeing Emmitt? That's why I was just like, I know this post made me say, oh, I can't argue sports with none of these niggas. I don't respect none of their opinions. You know what I'm saying? Because if this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
and then it spawned in the rap. Then it's like, who you think is the top rapper? I was like, Biggie. How you gonna have him? And he only had 2 albums. I said, but Biggie at least was the MVP when he was around. I was just like, so Bo Jackson was never the MVP. Never. But
most people can't finish that statement. We had this conversation the other night, and I made that comparison. I was like, you know, Biggie for his 2 albums and the 6 years that we got with Biggie.
Mm-hmm. Was about five shit.
The most dominant motherfucker in the game, bar none.
That's why I was like, none. He went out when he died. He was the top dog. Like it wasn't like he was. Nah, Bo Jackson. When he went out, he wasn't the best running back in the league. You know what I'm saying? Like, no,
he arguably wasn't. Depending on when you ask, he arguably wasn't the best on the team.
That's what I was about to say. He wasn't. He was. He couldn't even take Marcus Allen's spot. Like, what are you talking about? Like, come on, man.
The biggie thing, people used to say, well, he only got 2 albums. He doesn't have enough catalog. So finish the sentence. Enough catalog for what? What are we saying he needs more catalog for? To be considered the GOAT? Or finish your statement, because just because you don't have enough, what are we saying he doesn't have enough for? I don't get that. Bo Jackson gave you 4 seasons. Typical running back is get you 6 seasons before they on the decline. He gave you 4 and never played 12 games. Like, I'm a Bo Jackson fan. I love watching that motherfucker run. But he never gave you 12 games in a season. Never. Y'all called Mike Vick trash for that same shit. Mm. Bo Jackson didn't ever get you 12. He never had more than 6 touchdowns in a season. Ever.
I mean, he got 16 for his career. That's 1 season for running backs today. I mean,
come fucking on. Sean Alexander had what, 28 that season or something stupid?
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. LaDainian Tomlinson, like Emmitt had Emmitt set the record when he had like 25 or some shit like that.
Right.
And then fucking think about it. Adrian Peterson ran for 2,000 yards in one season. Bo ran for 28 in 4 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to hear this Bo Jackson talk. Like, college wise, yes, Bo Jackson, top three player all time. I'm not gonna argue with it. NFL Bo, no, not he's not top 10 running backs all time.
Hey, not, Bo Jackson might be the best player to play both sports.
I mean he was a better football player than Deion.
Right.
He was better. I mean, Brian Jordan was pretty damn good.
Like, Brian Jordan wasn't considered the top in either field. He was good. He just wasn't considered the top in either field.
He was, I mean, yeah, he was, yeah. But, I mean, shit, why was Bo considered the top? See what I'm saying? Like, Bo got, it was the hype machine behind Bo. Like, you look at his baseball stats, he probably was, what, like a 260 career hitter. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a lot of strikeouts. You know what I'm saying? He was a hell of, I mean, he was an athlete, so he could, you know, get traction out there in center field. But if you look at his stats, like, Bo ain't shit in baseball. Like, I mean, let's be real. Like, it was the hype machine, I believe, that got us believing Bo was bigger than what he was in his pro career. You know what I'm saying? But
in the pros, he did bat 272 before, 279. So, he's a, you know, that's decent.
That's decent.
He had 28 home runs one season, 32 another season. So Bo wasn't fucking around. Yeah, he wasn't fucking around.
What's his career numbers? Career batting average, about 260.
Career batting average is 250.
Okay.
250 career batting average, 415 RBIs, 141 home runs. But now career, I mean, you figure that he had 82 at-bats his first season. So that damn near don't count. That's like barely showing up. It's 25 games. After that, he played over 100 games. I think that's when you have to start questioning what the fuck was going on when you mentioned him in football talk. Because he played more than three quarters of the season for baseball.
Yeah, he played more baseball. Like, he was a baseball player.
Yeah. He played 135 games in 89. Nigga, that's only 100. And back then, they only played like 150 games or something stupid. So he played damn near the full season.
They played 162, man.
But then, let's see Brian Jordan, which is, you know, homer pick. Glad you said that and I didn't, because I would have got slandered for saying that shit. You wouldn't have let me hear the end of that shit. I didn't have to say it. You said it, so I appreciate that. Brian Jordan was also an all-star. I just want to point that out.
Oh, okay.
just want to point that out. He didn't have season numbers as good as Bo. He had a higher batting average, but his home runs and shit like that weren't. I mean, you consider he played 15 years, bro. And he only has 184 home runs.
Mm.
Bo had 141 in what was that, 10 seasons or something stupid?
Okay.
And I think Brian Jordan played right field or some shit. He didn't always play center. I think he played center for the Cardinals like 2 seasons. So I hear y'all motherfuckers, but we have this revisionist history. Mm. You know what I mean? We were talking about hip-hop the other night, and I was mentioning, like I said before in the last episode, that we had mumble rap when we were kids, too.
Yep.
Yeah, nah, man. You know what I'm saying? Busta Rhymes was all right, nigga. Busta Rhymes, Bone, they were mumble rappers, nigga. It's different mumble, but they were mumble rappers. Stop it. But y'all want to act all brand new. Like the hip-hop cowboy, the rapping cowboy didn't happen. Everything we had wasn't conscious. And it's okay to say that Bo Jackson is the fourth best on the list. I saw another meme I want to hear you comment on before you get to your losers. They had a picture up, and it said, one basketball player in their prime, who are you taking? It was Allen Iverson, Kobe Bryant. I forget who the other nigga was.
It went Kobe, Shaq.
Allen, I know Shaq was the other one. Allen Iverson,
T Mac, and T Mac, Shaq, Allen Iverson. And who was that fourth guy? It was Amari Stoudemire. I was just like, why is he even on here?
You so sure it was Amari Stoudemire?
I believe that's who it was. It was somebody ridiculous. And I was just like,
I hope it's not Amari Stoudemire. The amount of slander on that one. Okay, I'm looking at it. Yeah, you're right. It was Amari Stoudemire. Holy shit.
That's what I was like. Hey, I was like,
what? he was so bad I didn't even remember his ass. I was like, what? Yo, y'all, them 3 seasons Amari had really got y'all motherfuckers geeked. So yeah, Shaq. T-Mac, Allen Iverson, and Amari Stoudemire. There's no way in fucking hell I'm picking anybody other than Shaq.
But in today's game, you don't want Shaq in today's game. They'll render Shaq useless in today's game.
There's no way this nigga is useless at any point.
Bruh, I'm telling you, you got to play. Nobody plays slow down basketball, let the set up to the big man no more. Like in today's game, Shaq.
That's because they don't have a Shaq. If you put Shaq on the team, changing how we ball.
It's still 7 foot niggas out there, but they have been taught that you got to play on a wing and like they don't. Like the big guys, like, man, nobody wants them on their team no more. Nobody wants that. So I'm telling you. So I wouldn't take Shaq for today's game. You got to have T-Mac, like, hands down.
Fucking crazy. There's nobody stopping Shaq. You forget Shaq used to run coast to coast.
Hey, he wouldn't do
Shaq
that
ran coast to coast. Why the fuck wouldn't he in his prime? That's what he did in Orlando.
Motherfucker, rip Shaq. Get his ass out of here, man. That's
nobody was ripping Shaq. What are you talking about? In Orlando, when they had Penny, that nigga was the biggest.
I said in today's game. Right.
What I'm telling you is in Orlando, them niggas played today's game. When they had Derek, when they had Scott, them niggas played today's game in Orlando.
I don't know, sorry, but I give me T-Mac because that's the one I want back.
The league is full of T-Macs right now.
Exactly, and that's what I want on my team. Like T-Mac was bad as hell for like 3 years, man. That motherfucker was fucking amazing.
And Shaq was good for how long?
About Shaq probably had him a good 5 year run.
But you take the T-Mac.
Dominant. Like
right. But you take a T-Mac.
I say from 98 to 03, Shaq was like unstoppable.
But you take a T-Mac.
Yeah. That's but today's game. I'm telling you, Shaq would not fit in today's game. That's why there's no more big men. They're extinct. When Dwight Howard retires, he's the last one. Like, he's the last one.
I think Shaq was LeBron before LeBron was LeBron. And that we hadn't seen a person with this size being this athletic. These motherfuckers coming out now. And, hey, Shaq was running. He was running court as a center, bruh.
You out of that man could do that every time. No, Shaq used to do that when, man, stop, man. It's all right, man. Look, hey, you on your Ray J shit again, man.
How many times did Vlade Divac run full court?
He did it.
How many times did Arvita Sabonis?
Go look up Vlade running full court on YouTube. It's probably about 10 videos.
And how dominant was he at his position?
Hey, Vlade Divac was an all-star.
How dominant was he at his position?
He was a force in Hollywood.
You know what, man? Just get to your losers this week, bro.
Without Vlade, there's no Kobe. Remember that.
Just get to your losers.
Hey, look, that's how they knew there was like fair value. We give you Vlade Divac for Kobe Bryant. We give you, you know what I'm saying, because they knew that Vlade Divac was a force in Hollywood.
Man, just get to your goddamn losers so we can end this show.
Hey, man, my losers are the people that put the Prodigy mural up in Queensbridge. They put it up. Somebody vandalized it. So they fixed it. Somebody vandalized it again. And then word on the street is some niggas told the people, like, listen, you got beef with your boy Prodigy, and every time you put this shit up, we going to motherfucking we gonna vandalize it. So they just took it down. So, yo, everybody in the whole situation losers. Because you need to know things before you just slap some shit up in people's neighborhoods. You don't know. Got to get proper paperwork done from the hood. You know what I'm saying? And King Jern, the voice of the hood, let y'all motherfuckers know. You know what I'm saying? So, gentrifying all these neighborhoods. But don't forget, when that 6'3 nigga come knock on your door, talk about protection. You know, go ahead and pay up. You know what I'm saying? Don't call the police. Just pay up. Get extorted. It's the American way.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So, yeah. Those are my losers. All right.
I don't have a way to follow it up, so if you would please do the shout-outs for this week, sir.
Yo, man. Shout-out to the staff, man. Short T.
Short shout T.
Because you've been posting a lot of shit. We might have a Jay-Z review coming. You know, I'm not going to say. I'm not going to promise you because you know how niggas is. But we might have one. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by
somebody might do a Jay-Z review? 444. I mean, we did do reviews once upon a time on the site.
So who? What? You don't think that the person that said that they'll do it is going to do it?
I mean, neither one. I don't have. I'm not 100% And look, I went and got an understudy just in case, and I don't think neither one of them gonna fall through for me.
Yeah, yo, real talk. When that nigga said he'd do it, I was like, stop. Sit your ass down, man. Yeah. Like, you're the reason we started getting backups. Yeah. Just stop. This is my nigga, though, man. But that's my nigga, but I was like, bruh, sit your ass down, man.
Hey, did I tell you, Dub? Oh, Dub, my winner, too. That nigga got the hook. Yeah. I'm going to Vegas, Dub. Hey, he gonna let me use his discount, get a room in Vegas, my nigga.
Oh, man, you can't say that shit on here, man. Come on, man.
Man, ain't nobody here. Nobody knows who Dub is. I didn't like tell you that he was the regional security man. I ain't say nothing like that. Like, I mean, what?
You could have just said, shout out to my homie who gave me the hookup. You had to put his name on that.
I said, Dub, that don't mean nothing. That could be William. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, but Dub my winner, man, because that's gonna be lit. I'm gonna have a ball. Oh yeah, shout out to GU Blue, even though you make bad decisions. Shout out to Dada Bracer, Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch. Shout out to, hey look, I think Verbose is alive, nigga. He sent an email, and then the email was from, it said Verbose on the email, so I was just like, hey, is this the Verbose? And he never answered me back. But he did say, you know what I'm saying, Stacks, he said, MJ Money Ass, you is a bitch. That's what he said in the email, I promise to God. And so I think it's Stacks. So I think Stacks is Verbose. Just so, you know, I think I cleared that up. But yeah, but he ain't said nothing. I think I scared him off now. He's like, fuck, I've been found out. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Anybody else fuck with the site, man? Shout out.
Hey, man, we appreciate y'all. It's another episode in the books. We made it another week. We'll see what happens again. You know what I'm saying? We get to talk about Game of Thrones, or if this is the grand opening, grand closing, we'll let y'all know, man. It's your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alice P. Keaton, sitting there with King Jerm, the most electrifying motherfucking podcaster today, yesterday, and forever. And we'll holler at y'all next time on nappyafro.com. The Frocast. Buy a shirt, bitch.
Hey, speaking of buying a shirt, from July 18th through July 23rd, man, 15% off, man. So grab your Nappy Afro shirt from July 18th through July 23rd. Coupon code is 15OFF 717. That's 15OFF 717. Go grab the shirts, people, man. Get them, man.
That's what we do, man. Store.nappyafro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace.
NappyAfro.com.